You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. In today's episode, we're going to talk about something that we call being an active passenger. And this is something we talk about quite a lot in our workshops. And I think we've referred to it in podcast episodes as well, haven't we, Kev?
We have. And it's something I definitely do on the road and get people to do, you know, in lessons potentially, or even after lessons, between lessons. So what do we mean by being an active passenger?
Yeah, this is all about if you are a learner driver or if you are a nervous or anxious driver, using that time whenever you're a passenger in a car to work on your skills, your knowledge, your confidence around driving.
Yeah, it's about making the best use of that time, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some really strong reasons for this. So one of the things about being an active passenger, or active passengering, as we often find ourselves saying, is that this is an opportunity when you're a passenger instead of a driver to take in all of that information around you related to driving, but you're reducing the load. You're reducing that cognitive load because you're not having to think at the same time about steering, changing gear, signalling.
Yeah, you're giving yourself that, I suppose you're being kind to yourself and just relaxing the amount of effort required to complete a task. You're breaking that skill down, aren't you?
Yeah, you're reducing how much you have to do. So it gives you that chance to do the observations, to think about what does that mean? What are the implications? What would you do in a scenario without actually having to do it?
Yeah, and it's building up your database, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what you're doing. You're building your database of information in your mind all around driving. And if you're doing this in your local area, then you're also building up that database of knowledge about junctions, roundabouts, one-way streets, different things that you may have to do regularly in your local area. So you're building up that data bank of information so that when you are driving, you haven't got that, I don't know where I am. What do I do here? What do I do? Which is always causes so much anxiety. It's giving yourself that stored information that you can draw on and go, actually, I know what to do here.
It's just a great way to learn, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And if you're being an active passenger, if you're spending time between drives or between lessons doing this, then this is going to help you with not only build up those data banks of information, but actually it's going to help you to retain the information you need in your working memory. I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.